And then your brother?
My brother was 3 years older than me. When the 45th was called up in World War II, he was called up with him. He was only 17 years old and actually a year too young to go, but he went anyway. When he turned 18, he was happy because he knew they wouldn't kick him out of the Army.
His name?
Joseph Don Garrison, Jr. He died 13 years ago. We served in Korea together, my brother and I.
Was he in artillery also?
No, he was infantry. He was in the 179th Infantry, and I was in the 171st Field Artillery Battalion, and I was a captain, and he was a captain. I was promoted to captain while in Korea, and he was promoted to captain right after his service in World War II. But we served together in Korea. He had a wife and two little boys at home. And I was getting ready to go on leave to Tokyo. They called it R&R, rest and relaxation. We had other names for it, but I won't go into that. But nonetheless, I was to leave on a Wednesday. And Tuesday, his Jeep pulled up my battery, and he came up. He seemed pretty low, and I said, "What's the matter, bud?" And he said, "Well, I won a chance at buying a Canon camera," and everybody wanted a Canon camera. And of course, they were made in Japan, and they were very nice cameras. He said, "I could have that camera, and I would love to have it so I could send home pictures of you and me and everybody else here, and the boys could see it." Said, "But I just can't do it because I'm dead broke." I said, "Well, I tell you, I was going to go on leave tomorrow. I've got $200 saved up, and I'm going to loan it to you right here." And I gave it to him, and he took one end, and he said, "That's one of the nicest things that you'll ever do, and I really appreciate it." He said, "Now, you don't mind this, do you?" And I said, "No, that's what brothers are for." So I got a good night's sleep, and I felt like I was the way a brother should be that day. I thought, "Well, I'll call him," and I rang him up on the telephone and went to his regiment and then down to his telephone. Somebody answered the phone and said, "Captain Garrison's quarters." And I said, "Is Captain Garrison there?" Said, "No, sir, he left on leave to go to Tokyo this morning." And I was rather chagrined about that, but then I had to laugh because I thought, "Well, I've at least got a brother that's going to be a very adept con man in years to come." When we got home and I told my dad that story, my dad was upset about it. He said, "Did he ever pay you back?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, he's going to." So he was there at OU and he was going to school on the GI Bill. My dad called him over there and he says, "You pay him $20 a month out of your GI Bill until you've paid him back his $200. So he did, thanks to the old man.